Hey and welcome. It's Wednesday, March 11th. This is Derek. I just wanted to, I get a lot of contacts about, from clients and things, email or SMS about the coronavirus and what it means and this sort of thing. So I just sort of want to offer my own perspective of that from, what I tap into and what I do and that sort of thing. Okay. The first thing is that this isn't like the Black Plague. If you look at history, this isn't something that as soon as you get it, you go home to die. It's very, very, very mild. You can feel that energetically. You can even learn that via the news and things like that. So that's the first thing. It is like a flu, it is like a cold. So will it have a mass spread of amongst people? Yeah. I mean, it's already beginning. And what is sort of sad is that how slow the governments are to acknowledge this. And they're trying to protect themselves. They're not ready for it. They don't have the means for it. They don't want their stocks to hit, on a bad way. It's unfortunately sort of like a money thing. But I do get the feeling that it's going to be widespread. But it'll be it'll be widespread in a mild way. Okay. Sort of like maybe you have it and you don't even know it, or the symptoms are so small that you just go on with your normal life because you think it's just like a normal cold or flu, that kind of thing. Okay. The other thing also too is that it's gonna come and go very fast. If you follow me on Instagram or if you've seen the post that I did with the one from Sylvia Brown, who's the famous old school American psychic who many years ago prophesized that this would happen in one of her books. I totally agree with that. It feels right. And I posted that just to help people feel better, really. So there's also that. I don't intend this to be very, very long because I just want it to be like a quickie, quickie kind of thing. So, but most importantly, out of all of that is to keep the feelings of fear and anxiety and stress as low as you possibly can. This isn't something that is worthy of the widespread panic. Yes, it needs widespread attention, and you can't pretend that it's just going to sort of not be needed to be looked at or to react to, but buying 5,000 rolls of toilet paper and wiping out the pasta on the shelves in the stores and things like that. You've seen that or heard that all over the world now. So it's not going to come down to that. Hold on. Yeah, the important thing I'm getting is to stay centered in yourself. There's many ways to go in this world. One person crosses the street, another person does the same thing, and they get hit by a bus. So why one person and not the other? It's just karma. So you have to trust. It's a good way to sort of get into your own soul, into your own self, and to meditate and balance in there. But other than what they're already telling you, to be clean, to not hang out with sick people. If you happen to feel sick, please, if you can, quarantine yourself until that time has passed. It's not easy. I mean, everybody has to work and earn money. And already this week, I've had a couple cancellations. No one has said that it's because of that, but it's not rocket science. So. But it will pass. The children are going to get it first, unfortunately, and they touch and eat everything and hug each other and kiss each other and do all that. So I don't think the authorities are quite correct in that it's not applicable to children. But I do think that public events, and I was very disappointed when Sweden in Stockholm they just did the Melody Festival. And so yeah, let's just get like 10,000 people together in a small place and exchange air. That's not a good thing. And now as of today they've put a ban, the government's put a ban on gatherings of 500 people or more. So quite conveniently the producers or whoever makes all the money for the excuse me, for the festival, just were somehow able to squeak that in before the government ban. So don't get me started on that kind of stuff. But that was a poor choice, and they have to live with it. They know what they did. So, but overall, it's very, very mild. It's most people on some level will get it. It'll be 98% mild, and most people will never even know they had it. So, the other thing also too is be safe, but be safe in your mind, be safe in your heart, be safe in your energy. Don't let anything come between you and your inner peace. If other people are freaked out about it, you know, don't participate. Don't hang out with them. Don't do this. It gets hard. I mean, I've gotten a lot, and at one point, I'm just like, shit, you know, this is starting to overwhelm me, because it's just such intense fear, and it brings up so many old issues and things. So, anyway, it's gonna be fine, and it's gonna come, and it's gonna go just as fast, and we're all gonna be just fine. Okay, so be well, be happy. Give yourself some inner love, meditate, take a walk in nature, do what you have to do, but be grounded in that, and then just trust. Trust is the hardest and the easiest thing in the world. So, all right, so take care. Thanks, bye.